If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Alrighty then, if you would like to call in today, remember we're going to talk to Missy from Animal Talk and Missy's Pet Rescue, starting off, the first part of this hour of Animal World. But once we're done with that, then phone lines are open for you guys, and I'd love to hear from you. You can call in about your behavior training or healing questions for your animals, and I'll put on my animal behavior therapy and trainer hat. Or you can call in to talk to Ted Andrews through me, and we'll talk about what animals mean in our lives. So if there are any animals, birds, reptiles, insects crossing your path these days, and you'd like to know the significance and the messages they bring, I'd love to have you call in about that. It's gonna be fun. Let's see. And so jot these numbers down, because once we're done talking to Missy, we'll have open lines. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And if there's something you want to bring to my attention, via email. You can send us an email here in the studio to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, if you need to get a hold of me, if you'd like to join the Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need, I always do a free telephone evaluation for any behavior training or healing things you've got going on with your animal friends. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And by the way, if you were expecting Vet Sunday today, unfortunately, family emergency with Dr. Bill, and he's not here today, but he does have a consulting service. So it's Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. Dr. Bill is the guy. He has a special interest in natural immunology, immunotherapy, and disease prevention with dogs and cats, and gives common sense advice for both acute and chronic medical conditions and cancer. You can reach him by email at Bill Burlingame, just like it sounds, B-U-R-L, Burlingame, D-V-M, as in Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Bill Burlingame, D-V-M, @gmail.com. Or you can give him a call at 425-903-1913, 425-903-1913. And if you want to see him in person with your animal friend, you can find him at Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville. He works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the phone number there is 360-659-8482. All righty then, I think that covers business here, so let's find out. Yikes, it sounds like Missy's in trouble. Let's find out. So from Animal Talk and Missy's Pet Rescue, we've got Missy on the line. Good morning, Missy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Yeah, I can talk.
Oh,
I almost lost it there for a minute.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can too. Well, gosh, we've talked to you a couple of times now recently on Animal World on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, the last one being the first Sunday of this month, November. And we had a great chat on the air about what's going on. Your Animal Talk Pet Store and Missy's Pet Rescue is now located on Lake City Way in Seattle. And
yeah.
It sounded like you were doing okay. And then, I don't know, it was last week or the end of the week before, you sent out an email plea and said, yikes, rent is due and we don't have the money and we're in big trouble. And then there's something about all kinds of, you needed foster homes because you got a whole dump load of animals that... So anyway, I'm thinking, holy mackerel, we didn't talk about anything on that like that on the air. And I felt bad that we didn't do a lot of fundraising for you. But then we've had this last-minute change in plans on the air. And the first thing that popped in my mind was, wow, I wonder if we can get a hold of Missy and find out what's going on and if you were able to pay the rent and all that sort of stuff. So I'm so glad that you're available and we could chat with you this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on again. Yeah, it was kind of weird. I think it had a lot to do with the election or whatever. And all of a sudden, we weren't doing any adoptions. Everybody was just in a bad mood. Let's put it that way.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know about you. I was in shock for a while.
So, no doubt. I don't like to talk politics, but in general, I can see animal giving going way down with this presidency.
Well, I hope that's not the case because the giving needs to go way up because, I'm personally concerned about not only our animals but also the environment, and our Mother Earth and what's going to happen with all of that. So I think we have to be even more diligent and paying even more attention.
Yeah, I've got family going over to Standing Rock, too. So, there's a lot of stuff going on right now that with the trickle down effect is going to affect a lot of animals and a lot of people's lives.
And so you're, since the election, things, the bottom's kind of fallen out, huh? No adoptions going on, you said, and all that kind of stuff. Well, let's start with, before we get into the details, in case there's someone listening that hasn't heard you on the show before, why don't you give us a quick lowdown? What is Animal Talk and Missy's Pet Rescue all about?
Okay, well, Animal Talk is actually my pet store.
Right.
But Missy's Pet Rescue is basically 75% of the animals in the building.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing rescue my whole life.
You're a multi-generational animal rescuer.
Yeah, three generations now. Back before PETA even existed, we were fighting puppy mills.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, basically we care for cats, dogs, rabbits, guinea pigs. Actually, we discussed last time the break-in of my pet store about 10 years ago and how I hadn't had an iguana ever since. And I don't know what happened. I guess maybe talking to you was good therapy, but I took in an iguana yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So for the first time in 10 years, I'm back to doing iguana rescue.
Wow, because, yeah, as I recall, that terrible break-in and the theft of animals, that it involved a lot of reptiles, didn't it?
Yeah, it was all the large reptiles. The small animal cages were all emptied out onto the floor. Cats were drop-kicked and turned loose throughout the building. Oh. It was an interesting thing, but yeah, they took all the large reptiles.
Now that was back when you were located on Northeast 65th and Roosevelt.
Correct.
I don't remember the follow up. Was anyone ever brought to justice over that? Was anyone ever caught?
No, and none of the large reptiles were ever found.
Wow. Oh, that's a shame. Well, I can understand why you would have. some lingering issues related to all of that.
Yeah.
But congratulations to taking in another iguana.
Yeah. And
I would imagine, just while I'm thinking about it, because we have lots of time today, Missy.
Yeah.
And while I'm thinking about it, because it first comes to mind, you know, birds live a very, very long time. So people need to make plans ahead of time because often birds will outlive their humans. But now, what about iguanas? I would think that they're relatively long lived. You know what what's a lifespan like?
The oldest one I know of reached about 30.
Ah, okay.
And I've never really researched it much, but I mean, there's a possibility they could live longer than that.
Wow.
The more we learn about animals, the longer they live.
Yeah. So having an iguana is something that people really need to think about the long term.
Yeah, they're cute as little guys. They're extremely adorable, but most people don't understand that they get to be 6 feet. And
oh wow, they get that big, 6 feet long. Whoa!
From tip of nose to tip of tail, and most of them end up very aggressive.
Really?
But for the most part, they use their tail like a whip, and it's painful. I've been nailed a couple of times.
Wow, so they just swing it at you and whack you, huh?
Yeah, and it's sharp. I mean, it actually will break the skin, and you remember it.
Well, that's important for people to know. Iguanas grow, they can get up to 6 feet long, and most of them become aggressive.
Yep. The one I just took in yesterday is 14 months old and is already 2.5. Maybe 3 feet. I actually haven't measured her yet.
Wow. And so what people get them and then just don't realize what's entailed in caring for them and can't keep them anymore?
No. Basically, by the time the iguana reaches its full size, it should have a room to itself.
Really? It needs a whole room.
Yep.
Because I would imagine is there anything like spaying and neutering for iguanas?
Yes, there is, actually.
Oh, wow.
I have a great vet that does those things, too.
Well, because I'm wondering if that might make a difference for the aggression later on.
It's a possibility. Most animals are much, much better pets after they've been spayed and neutered.
Right, which is, you know, why we started doing that in the first place, is to get that sexual energy out, and that's what I wondered. So it might be...
And it increases the lifespan.
So your experience with iguanas, male and female iguanas become aggressive as they get older? Or?
Yes. Males, I've come across nicer males long-term. For the most part, most of the females I've ever met have been horrible.
Well. Well, maybe they get angry because they can't have babies and stuff. I mean, who knows? But
yeah,
so anyway, you now have one, and so... Now, so you take in at Missy's Pet Rescue, which is part of your pet store Animal Talk. I mean, you guys are in the same location there on Lake City Way. But
Correct. Did
you just say that like 3/4 of the animals are all the rescue animals?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
we do large bird rescue, but we don't do small bird rescue.
Okay. So large bird rescue, dogs, cats, obviously reptiles.
Yep.
And then other critters as well?
Yep, rabbits, guinea pigs, rats, hamsters, gerbils.
Okay.
I think we take them, just about all of them.
And get an estimate as to how many animals you have at this time?
I would say between our foster homes and the rescue itself, we have, in cats, probably 60 cats.
Wow.
And 15 dogs. And got at least 100 other things.
Wow!
And just in our short time at this new location, we have actually placed in new homes over 1,000 dogs and cats.
Wow!
At least 100 plus guinea pigs and rabbits, and hundreds of other animals and creatures.
Wonderful. So you're doing some really good work there. But
yeah.
You know, taking care of all those animals is not cheap.
Oh, no. And from 1 week to another, my food bill is at least $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when we talked earlier in the month, everything was okay. But then, as you said, the election happened, and then it seemed like all activity just stopped, huh?
Yeah. People had their eyes on what was going on in Washington, D.C., and not too much going on in their own backyard.
Well, and that totally makes sense. But you had to send out an email plea. I'm glad I'm on your email list, so I was aware. But it was like, yikes! You said the rent was due and you didn't have it, and
no.
You were in serious trouble. And then something about a shipment of animals that you needed fosters. Well, we'll get to that secondly. But so
yeah. What
happened? I mean, have you been able to pay the rent?
It was amazing. I mean, we were literally counting the coins in our pocket.
Wow.
But in less than 24 hours, we were able to come up with it.
Wonderful.
And I don't think I've ever sent out quite as drastic of a plea ever in my life. I always try to manage and muddle through on my own kind of thing. But it was really scary, and it was extremely amazing all at the same time.
Well, that's good to know that you barely, in the nick of time, were able to pay the rent. On the other hand, rent's due every month, isn't it?
Yep, it's due every month, and I just kept saying, oh, well, adoptions are going to pick up, and, you know, this is going to happen, and we just, it. I just kept telling myself that, and it didn't happen.
Okay, so is that one thing that people can do to make sure that you have the funds that you need to keep going? Is that come in, if they're looking to add an animal to their family, is to come into Missy's Pet Rescue there on Lake City Way to adopt?
Yep, and if we don't have it, we can generally get you in contact with another shelter or rescue that does.
And so... you've got lots of cats to choose from right now?
Oh, yes. We've got a lot of adult cats. I've got a group of 8 cats coming from a woman that's going through a divorce.
Oh, my.
I've got a group of dogs coming from death row today.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So what, you've got dogs, cats available. Do you have kittens available?
Yes, we do. Most of them are out in the foster homes during the week, but I try to move as many as possible into the rescue for Saturdays and Sundays.
All right. So dogs, cats, kittens, and then I would imagine quite a selection of other furry friends as well, huh?
And scalies. And scalies. We've taken in
fur, feathers, and scales.
Yeah.
Is that...
Yep. Yeah, we have a lot of bearded dragons right now. That seems to be the popular one for people to have to give up.
Mm. So if someone is looking, would like to have a bearded dragon, you have bearded dragons for adoption?
Yes, we do. And they're all tested for ADV, which is, and I never pronounce this correctly, Atenin, okay, ADV. It's a virus in
bearded dragons. All right. So, I didn't realize that. A virus that they get, so you can test for that ahead of time?
Correct. It's non-curable. It does have a tendency to come through chain stores with most of their stock, but it's non-curable. It's like leukemia in cats. It's easily transmitted, but non-curable.
Wow. So it makes sense then, if you want to get a bearded dragon, that you buy from someone that knows what they're doing, and you're getting one that doesn't have this virus.
Correct.
And you can do that at Missy's Pet Rescue.
Yeah.
Yay, cool. All right. So now if folks want to help, now obviously if people are thinking about adding any kind of animal to their family, coming to Missy's Pet Rescue would be great to adopt, and that really helps out. You know, not only does that help out the animals, but it also helps the rescue pay the bills. And then you are happy, I'm sure, to accept just monetary donations.
Yes, definitely.
And I'm assuming Missy's Pet Rescue is like a 501c3.
We're just finishing up our second year.
Wonderful.
So we should be getting our letter of determination by January.
Wonderful. And then, of course, there is a big fundraiser coming up in December.
Yep. We have an auction coming up at Elliott Bay Brewery on Lake City Way. And we've got a couple of amazing things going up for adoption. And
auction, you mean?
Yeah, for the auction. Sorry. I just saw my dog trying to get into the neighbor's yard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Anyway, a Keith Richards autographed guitar.
Ooh.
And an Angus Young autographed guitar with a self-portrait on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Wonderful. So great items in the auction. It's a very meowy Christmas dinner and auction December 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Elliott Bay Brewery. That's on Lake City Way in Seattle. And tickets are only $35, I think, huh?
Yeah, and it's a fantastic salmon dinner.
Woo. And I think you said there's a vegan option available.
Yes.
If the one's not into eating the salmon, but a wonderful
Correct.
Salmon dinner and the auction. And a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Oh, it's a blast. April Brown from Whisker City is the auctioneer.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
And this is going to be December 9th, 7 to 10 p.m., and you can get tickets from Animal Talk and Missy's
Correct.
Rescue.
And also online. We have a Facebook page called Whiskers Gone Wild.
Whiskers Gone Wild on Facebook?
Yep.
Okay, Whiskers Gone Wild on Facebook, and you can get tickets through that Facebook page?
Correct.
Okay, so go to Facebook, and Whiskers Gone Wild will bring you to the Facebook page. You can get tickets there. You can stop by Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue. They're at 12322 Lake City Way in Seattle. And give them a call because they can call and get tickets as well, right?
Correct.
206-526-1558. Let's see. We need to take care of advertisers here at the moment. So how about we do that? Missy, why don't you hold on?
Okay.
And then when we've taken care of our advertisers, we'll come back, because also in I think the plea for funding, you talked about some kind of big, huge influx of animals. And you are needing foster, so you can fill us in on where you are with all of that.
Okay, so, great.
All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Missy's Pet Rescue straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, I'm Eileen Grimes, and I am an astrologer in the greater Seattle area, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show, which airs every Sunday at 2 p.m. Our show is about the astrological world with fun features, wonderful guests, and your phone calls. So don't forget Sundays at 2 p.m. The Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. We had another last-minute thing come up, and that would be Huskies women basketball. They're doing really, really good, and they're winning in the tournament. And guess what? They play today, and we will be out early. So we're going to be done at 1130. So if you guys want to talk to me about animal behavior training or healing questions or something on your mind about animals, or if you want to know what kind of animal, what the message is from an animal that might be crossing your path, you want to start calling in soon, because we are ending a half an hour early today. And I just wanted to update you here on holiday happenings at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. I got the holiday schedule here, and there will be a free Christmas party for children on Sunday, December 4th from 4 to 6 p.m. at in Bothell. They want you to call ahead to pre-register, but the event is free. Let's see, a Christmas kirtan, that's where we all get together and sing and chant and stuff together, is really wonderful. And that's 6 to 7:30 on Saturday, December 10th at the Bothell Meditation Temple, and that's also free. Christmas celebration at East West Bookshop will be Friday, December 7th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., and that's free, all kinds of free stuff. The Christmas Meditation Day Retreat at the Ananda Temple in Bothell is Saturday, December 17th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you can come and go if you like, and that's also free. And the Christmas pageantry service for the entire family will be Sunday, December 18th. That's 10 to 11 in Bothell, and of course the Sunday services are free. Christmas Eve candlelight service, Christmas Eve from 9 to 10 p.m. That's free. I'll be there. Come join me for the Christmas Eve service. It's my favorite service of the year. It's really wonderful. And the Christmas Day service, because Christmas is on Sunday this year, will be noon to 1:15. So there you go. And Christmas, New Year's Eve meditation and celebration will be Saturday, December 31st from 10 p.m. to midnight. That's also free. So there you go. A lot of good stuff, a lot of free stuff happening at Ananda. Alrighty, let's get back to Missy from Missy's Pet Rescue and Animal Talk in Lake City. Hey, Missy.
Hi.
So also in your plea for fundraising, and by the way, we've had somebody suggested, have you thought about doing a GoFundMe page for...
Yes, yeah, we do have a GoFundMe page.
Okay, so Missy's does have a GoFundMe page. GoFundMe and it's Missy's Pet Rescue.
Help Missy's Rescue.
Help Missy's Rescue. Okay, on GoFundMe. So let's see, Help Missy's Rescue. GoFund. Let's see, and then let's see. Oh, so we've got some callers. If somebody wants to mail a check to you, let's see. I do have the address. So if you just want to write out a check and send it off to help Missy take care of all these animals, it's Missy's Pet Rescue, and the address is 12322, 12322 Lake City Way, Seattle, 98125, 12322 Lake City Way, Seattle, Washington, 98125. Okay, last thing on my list is there was also a plea that you said there you were a bunch of dogs and cats, I think, were being delivered to you from somewhere.
Actually, Southern California.
Ah.
Somebody sent me a bunch of pictures of dogs on death row, and it's hard. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like they send you one, and then they send you another one, and you go, okay, and then they send another one, and you don't know who to say no to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't.
Right.
Yeah, because you know that the next day that something's going to happen, and yeah.
So they're going to be euthanized.
It's a hard thing for any rescue person, yeah.
So you are in need of foster homes?
Specifically in the next few days, dog foster homes.
Dog foster homes. Okay, and
yeah.
Now what are the requirements for someone to be a foster home?
Well, they need to have at least a little bit of dog experience, and luckily we do have a trainer that helps out too, Gail Ballinger of Positive Steps Seattle for
okay.
dog training.
Excellent.
And, Sense Backyard is very nice, but I am surrounded by apartment dwellers, so being able to have a dog in the apartment is very helpful.
Gotcha. But so other than that, you're pretty non-restrictive then on fosters.
No, I try to evaluate the dogs myself before they go out to a foster home. So mm-hmm. I usually have them for a couple days to make sure that they are not aggressive in any way.
Okay. So if you are interested in fostering dogs for Missy, she's got an immediate need right now. Do you know what kind of dogs or ages or anything?
They're all under 25 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a Basset Chihuahua type mixed looking dog, and a Manchester Chihuahua mixed looking dog, and you know they all seem to have a little bit of Chihuahua in them, but other breeds. Everybody's short haired.
Okay, so all short haired small dogs.
Yes.
Is what we're looking for, foster homes. So if you're interested in fostering, have them call the store number. Is that the best thing to do?
Yes, that is.
Okay, so call Animal Talk and Missy's Pet Rescue. The number to call if you can foster a small dog is 206 206-1558. 206-526-1558. So now also, we're in desperate need of some funding to keep the rent paid, because since the election, adoptions have fallen off. If you know anybody that wants to adopt any kind of pet into their home, wants to rescue, please send them to Missy's Pet Rescue on Lake City Way. You can also send a check to Missy's Pet Rescue at 12322 Lake City Way in Seattle, 98125. You could call. I'm sure they'll take a credit card from you. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. You can call and they'll take a credit card at 206-526-1558. You can also go to Whiskers Gone Wild on Facebook, Whiskers Gone Wild, and you can get tickets for the upcoming fundraiser, but you can probably figure out how to donate through there as well, huh?
Correct.
And also, there is a GoFundMe page, Help Missy's Rescue, on GoFundMe. Okay, so I think that covers all our bases, Missy. And Kathy has asked us to put you on hold because she has some other suggestions for you, and she wants to talk to you after we're done, okay?
Okay, great.
So,
thank you.
So I have you hold on, and Kathy will chat with you. And I just was thinking really good thoughts for you, and I hope there's lots to be thankful for over this Thanksgiving holiday, that you get lots of money to keep paying that rent, and lots of new people in to adopt animals, and to keep it all going, and everybody signs up to come to the fundraiser, Whiskers Gone Wild, on December 9th.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll talk to you again the first Sunday of December as well.
Okay, great.
All righty, thanks, Missy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, I'm so glad we had the time to be able to do that. So let's see, we got some phone callers here. We got one anyway. It looks like we're going to do some behavior stuff. So let's go to Renton. And Gabrielle, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me, Martha.
Hi, Martha. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's going on at your house?
Well, I've got some odd behaviors with my kittens, and I can't quite figure out what's going on with it. They were always lap cats upstairs sleeping on the bed.
Okay, well, tell me about, you have how many cats?
Two.
Okay, what are their names?
Bandit, or Bandita, and Pigwidgeon.
Pigwidgeon. Okay, and Bandit is what kind of cat?
She, I'm not exactly sure. I think that she's part Siberian and part ragdoll. I rescued her.
Okay. So she's a long hair, looks like a rag doll.
Yes.
And how old is she?
She's five.
Okay, and a spayed female? Oops. Oh, my.
Are you there?
Oh, there you are. Oh,
I'm here.
You're breaking up on us. You disappeared.
Oh, no, somebody's beeping in.
okay. So did you say that she's spayed or not spayed?
She's spayed.
Okay.
Both of them are.
All right. So then Pigwidgeon is what kind of cat is she?
She's just she's like...
Like what color?
A 4-pound, tiny little medium-haired kitten. But she's old. She's about 16.
And what color?
She's white. She has a white belly, white legs, and she's black, and she's...
So kind of a tuxedo.
Yeah, kind of a tuxedo.
And about 16 years. Okay, so how long have you had these cats?
I've had Pigwidgeon for 15 or 16 years, and
okay.
I've had Bandit. I adopted Bandit probably 5 years ago. She's about 6 months old when I adopted her.
Okay, and so now they've always been, you said, upstairs cats?
They've always been present, and now one of them lives in the closet, and one of them hides downstairs.
Huh.
And they're unfortunately starting to use the house as a potty box. And it's just unusual.
So you know, how long has this been going on?
A couple of months. About 2 months.
Now, are you aware of anything that happened prior to this change in their behavior?
No, nothing.
Nothing in your life that's changed? No big changes or anything that's going on with you on an emotional level?
Well, I'm not entirely well. You know, I've been diagnosed. They were fine when I had cancer, but in the last couple of months, I'm still not, you know, completely. I've been re-diagnosed, so. That happened quite a while ago, and their behavior. I haven't been able to link anything of my behavior into their behavior.
Okay, because interesting. I mean, cats are so connected to their humans.
Yeah.
And there is what I call the human-to-animal transference, and they do pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. So when you said, you know, they've always been pretty gregarious cats and pretty present and around, and now all of a sudden both of them are hiding. One's hiding in the closet, and the other's hiding downstairs, and they're starting inappropriate urination. Well, the first thing I'm thinking I would need to rule off the course is that there hasn't been something that's happened in your life that you're feeling like hiding or reclusing. Because often our cats will, you know, reflect what we're stuffing and suppressing. So you may not actually be doing that, but you may be feeling like doing that. So nothing related to this re-diagnosis or health situation that... it's making you feel like wanting to hide and recluse?
No.
Okay. Well, then that's good to know. Now, we've also got now inappropriate urination. Do you know, is it one cat or both cats, or what do you know about that?
Both cats.
Both cats, okay. And where are they? Where are they peeing that they're not supposed to?
The old one, Pigwidgeon, she mostly in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And in the bathroom upstairs.
Okay.
And then the other one just upstairs in the living room.
So are they indoor only cats?
No, I let the old one out now because she wants to go out sometimes.
Okay.
But Bandit doesn't go outside. She's she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Okay. Well, interesting that both of them are inappropriately urinating. So ordinarily that would start with one cat, you know, that would be for a specific reason, and you'd have one, not both, unless somebody's copying the other. So you don't have a feeling for who started this, or did it start simultaneously as far as you know?
No, I think it started with my older cat, Pigwidgeon.
That's what I'm wondering about. So at 16, I mean, that's getting up there to the top end of the lifespan.
Yes.
And there can be significant disease processes going on, you know, when they get to that age. The hyperthyroid stuff is something that's very common, but you can also get kidney issues and so forth. How has she been checked out recently by the vet?
No, she hasn't been to the vet in a while.
Because that's probably a good place to start. Well, you know, at her age with these kind of problems, I mean, there may be something going on with her. And then the young one just may be picking up on that and copying the behavior.
Yeah. But, okay.
But I wouldn't dismiss the fact with her age and with her, you know, sleeping a lot and hiding like that, and then with the inappropriate urination, I would definitely, like, you know, run a... you know, a geriatric blood panel and check urine.
Okay.
To rule health stuff off the course. The other thing, I mean, there's lots. Once we first have to determine, is there a physical cause for this? You know, does either cat have urinary tract infection, and so forth? But I think we start with the old one on that. Usually urinary tract infections, you know, you'll get frequent small amounts of urine. And are you getting large volumes of urine when they go? Are you seeing anybody actually do it?
Well, I actually have
seen them, seen her do it. Bandit usually doesn't, the younger one doesn't urinate upstairs. She usually uses the box for that, mm-hmm. but she'll poop upstairs, which...
Oh, outside of the box.
Yeah.
Well, now that's interesting, because well, we've got a number of things going on here, but the first thing we need to make sure is there isn't something physical going on with either or both cats. Okay, then we can look at behavior, but and then we look at the human-to-animal transference stuff.
Okay.
Know that inappropriate urination is usually connected to human anger, and that's usually anger that the human's not in touch with, and they're stuffing and suppressing. So you could look at it, you know, what might be going on the last couple of months or prior to that. Is there something that you know, has really tweaked you and that you're angry about, but and that's still smoldering? The interesting thing with the inappropriate bowel movements that Bandit is doing, that relates usually to a whole different emotional energy, and that's usually grief, sadness, disappointment, and abandonment issues.
Hmm.
So you want to look at something happened in your life that is stimulating any grief, sadness, disappointment, or abandonment stuff, because that could be coming through in the cats as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I lost my dad a few months ago.
Okay. Okay. Now, that very well could be the trigger with this.
Okay.
So that's what you want to do, is get into your heart and look at, how do you really feel about this? Have you properly grieved the loss? And do you have maybe some anger related to that, you know, about, you know, losing your dad or whatever? I mean, there could be all kinds of that kind of stuff going on. And,
sure.
And if you haven't really allowed yourself to feel it, because, you know, a lot of us tend to try to avoid what we're feeling because it doesn't feel good. But feelings are energy and they stay in your body, and that's what the animals pick up, and then they take it on and release it. So I would really do some personal homework with doing some writing, you know, about, you know, dad and how you feel about that, and if there's any stuff that you haven't been able to say or whatever. But and if there's issues working that out, that may tap into the next thing I'm going to say. But the big thing would be to, Gabrielle, to make sure that you have a properly... dealt with all the underlying emotions relating to losing your dad, okay? Because that's what makes most sense in terms of, and, you know, I also can imagine that, well, you know, our dads are protection and so forth, and without dad, does that mean, you know, maybe your inner kid part feels like hiding or something? I mean, I don't know. You know, this all could fit together and make sense.
Okay.
So what I was thinking is where a good place to start might be with you calling Darcy Pariso, you know, our animal intuitive and medium
mm-hmm.
gal, because she can hone this in for us. Because if we can decide that it isn't you and your stuff and there isn't something physical going on, then we need to start addressing the behavior and look at, you know, how many cat boxes you have and where they're located and are they clean enough and safe enough, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But we got to find out what's really going on first. And I think that Darcy is the best one that can help you because she can talk to both the cats, find out what's going on with them and what they're aware of and what's going on a practical, logical level, what's going on with them. But then she can also look at, is there a connection between you and all of this going on? And then perhaps help, you know, us find a resolution there. And then if there's anything going on related to your dad and losing him, well, she's also a really good medium, so she could help you work that out, too.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that the place to start, maybe if you can, you know, get something set up with Darcy right away, that would be the first thing to do, because then she can let you know if you need to get, you know, Pigwidgeon into the vet to be checked out if there is something going on with her. But does
okay.
that kind of make sense to you? We have to figure out all those things to put this together.
Yeah. I know she's an old lady and she gets a lot of passes, you know. She's just a tiny little... Where is Bandit? She's just a tiny little thing. And
right.
But she is really old.
Right, right. So that's what we got to check out first. So now do you, Darcy, have you got something to write with?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Darcy Pariso, D-A-R-C-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And her last name is Pariso, Paris with an O, DarcyPariso.com. Or you can call her 425-280-5132.
Okay.
425-280-5132.
5132. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, and then, you know, you can always call me once you know more, because I can, there's lots more I can do to help you, but we've got to figure out what's actually going on first, okay?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you can call me at 360-217-7258 once we got a handle on this, and then we can decide what more we need to do if you need more help. Okay?
Oh, well, any help is good help, right?
All righty.
Thank you.
Let me know what's going on. Thanks, Gabrielle.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We need to take care of advertisers here before we run out of time in this hour. And phone lines are open if you'd like to give me a call, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair airs live every Monday at noon. And now you can also catch the show during drive time at 6 a.m. every Friday. Hear from New York Times bestselling authors, innovative business leaders, cutting-edge health and wellness professionals, award-winning journalists, filmmakers, explorers, and adventurers. Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Mondays at noon Pacific time and Fridays at 6 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And boy, that's not today, though, because Husky women's basketball, they're in a tournament and they're winning. So they're playing today, and we will be out of here at 11:30 to make way for the Husky women. And we hope that they do well and win again. So let's see. While we've still got some time left in this hour, let's go ahead and take care of current events. Okie dokie, speaking of entertainment and helping animals, let's see, we've got, remember the Whiskers Gone Wild, a very meowy Christmas dinner and auction to benefit Missy's Pet Rescue on Lake City Way. Whiskers Gone Wild dinner and auction will be Saturday, December 9th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Elliott Bay Brewery. It's only $35, and they've got some great stuff in the auction, especially for some vintage guitars, signed guitars, and so forth. Let's see, and you can find out, you can get tickets at Animal Talk or Missy's Rescue at 12322 Lake City Way. You can call them at 206-526-1558 or go to Facebook and look for Whiskers Gone Wild, and there's information there as well. Let's see, mark your calendar, Saturday, December 10th. If you like to have a wild live Christmas tree, it is the day that Northwest Stream Center does their Holiday Trees for Salmon event. They'll have a great selection of live and very wild holiday trees for sale. Your purchase includes an annual membership to Stream Keepers for 2017. And you can plant the tree after Christmas in your own yard or property if you like, or you can return it to the Northwest Stream Center and they will plant it next to a salmon tree. Check it out at www.streamkeeper.org. Let's see, Vicki Draper, our Healing Your Animal expert, has got some free classes coming up Wednesday, November 30th, Relieving Separation Anxiety, Ease with the Holidays for You and Your Animals, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville. That event is free. Also free on Thursday, December 1st, Calming Anxiety and Prepare Your Animals for the Holidays at Boo Boo Barkery and Boutique in Kirkland, 5:30 to 6:30. That event is free as well. Remember, Homeward Pet, oldies but goodies. It is Adopt a Senior Cat Month, and they are celebrating. They have a reduced fee of $50 for all cats over 8 years old for the month of November. And their annual holiday pet food drive begins on Friday, November 25th, goes through December 30th. There'll be over 20 drop-off locations around the area, and you can go to homewardpet.org to find those locations. We've got Denny's Pet World, Doggone Perfect Pet, Doggy Haven, Dooley's Doghouse, Mud Bay Stores, Pet Adventure, and Pet Pros Stores, the Pet Stops Here, Petco in Redmond, hey, Sam's Cats and Dogs in Monroe, VCA in Linwood, and the Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville. And then a more detailed list at homewardpet.org. All righty, let's see. Oh, and then, of course, we got the big Meow Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale. That's coming up on Saturday, December 3rd, 12 to 5 p.m. at the Northlake Unitarian Church on 4th Avenue South in Kirkland. What a popular and fun event. Oodles of wonderful crafts and decorations and lots of mouth-watering baked goods. All proceeds benefit Meow. And again, Saturday, December 3rd, 12 to 5 p.m. at the Northlake Unitarian Church in Kirkland. And I think that, we've also have at Meow, we've got their Adopt a Senior Cat Month. They've got a better deal. All cats over 8 years old are only $8 to adopt at Meow for November. So that's another great place to get a cat. So I think that covers everything. Next week, we will be doing an encore presentation of Animal World. And we're going to revisit Darcy's show last week, Talk to Your Animals Sunday. So if you missed it, or would like to hear it again, we're going to rerun Darcy's show next Sunday. And then a week after that, the first Sunday of December, that's December 4th, we're doing a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So be sure to join us then. All righty. Let's see. We are done with hour number two. Whew. So we're going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. And boy, we're going to talk to Carolyn Manchester next. She's got something on her mind, and we will do that as soon as we turn the hour around. So stay right where you are. Remember, if you want to call in about something or what animals, significant animals, insects, birds, or reptiles mean in your life, I'd love to share that with you, but we only have till 11:30 today. So call in right away if you want to, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.